This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. Ever since the housing crisis, regulators have been trying to strike a tough balance. Tougher lending standards than the ones that caused the subprime mess, while keeping credit flowing. This week, federal regulators rewrote some of the standards on how much buyers should put down for a house and decided 20%? Maybe not. Marketplace's Stan Alcorn has the story of how that whole notion of 20% got started in the first place.
As with so much of our economic life, it all goes back to the Great Depression,
which came with a foreclosure crisis and a construction halt, similar to what happened after the recent great financial crisis.
Susan Wachter is a professor of real estate finance at the Wharton School. She says after the Depression came the Federal Housing Administration, backing only loans with a 20% down payment. By the 1950s, that government standard became an industry standard. Chris Polychrone is the incoming president of the National Association of Realtors.
When I bought my first home, it was $22,000. And I had to put 20% down, but it was a conventional loan.
With the exception of the run-up to the financial crisis, the average down payment has remained 20% to this day.
So I think the 20% down payment has become the default, no pun intended.
Jonathan Miller is president of Miller Samuel, a real estate appraisal company. He says the reason for the 20%
really still has a lot to do with mortgage insurance.
With anything less than 20% down, the only way to get a government-backed mortgage is to buy private mortgage insurance. But how did 20% become that dividing line in the first place, back in the 1930s? As with so much of our economic life, it's anybody's guess.
If you score an 80%, you're a B-minus student, and I guess that means you're above average. So maybe that has something to do with it.
In New York, I'm Stan Alcorn for Marketplace.